Hey yo, and welcome to the Badass is the New Skinny podcast. I'm Sabrina, here to chat with you about what it takes to look and feel like a badass. Fun fact, it's not about 1200 calorie diets and workouts you hate. Nope. Instead, we'll talk about lifestyle habits, mindset, and attitude around sleep, stress management, nutrition, and movement, all dumped in a great big bucket of self-awareness and personal growth. Each week, I'll give you strategies and actions that you can apply directly into your day-to-day life so that you're making sustainable changes over time. So if you're ready to get your shit together, for reals this time, put on your sassy pants and get comfy. Let's do this. Hey yo, welcome back my friends. I really hope you're doing well today. And I know that I say that every week, but especially this week. I've been having conversations with a lot of different people lately, and it seems like everyone is going through some sort of shitstorm. And Mercury isn't even in retrograde, so I don't know what the hell is going on or what's in the air, but these are some tough times for a lot of people. If that happens to be your experience right now, please take a moment for a great big deep breath and a self-comforting gesture, whatever that might look like for you. Little things like this can make a big difference. Wherever you can fit this into your day, I really encourage it. All that being said, today I want to chat with you about fitness, exercise, working out, and a general conversation about all things physical activity. And I know that this is really quite a bit of a jump from, you know, that intro of, hey, take this moment for, you know, this comforting gesture for yourself. But the conversation today really is about fitness and exercise, and it's one that I've been excited to talk about for a while. So let's go ahead and jump on in. I've talked a bit on this podcast about fitness and exercise and how it spurred my initial interest in the health and wellness world and ultimately got me where I am today. While so much of my interest was fueled by a desire for a strong body, it continues to be a big part of my life for supporting my mental health. In fact, it might even be more so for my mental health now than for the physical benefits. This conversation might be a little bit all over the place. I'm going to be honest, I'm a little behind the power curve, and I'm doing this at the 11th hour, so this is going to be pretty high level. I'm going to try and put some structure to it so that it's not all gibberish, but bear with me here. The areas I want to touch on in particular today are exercise for weight loss, benefits of exercise and various kinds of exercise and movement, and I want to wrap things up with some misconceptions about exercise and what you really need. I want to start by addressing exercise for weight loss because this conversation is one of the fastest ways to piss me off with the way I hear some people talking about it. It's really not that complicated, so I'll try to keep it short and sweet. Here's the reality. Exercise doesn't do much at all for weight loss. I'm being very intentional with my words here and very specifically talking about weight loss. If you want to lose weight, exercise is helpful, but it's maybe one of the least helpful components of weight loss. However, great big fucking however here, this does not mean it's not important and can be dismissed. Because while it's not super helpful for weight loss, generally speaking, it's very important for overall health. In fact, it really kind of pisses me off when people say you can lose weight without needing to do any exercise, because technically that's true, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's a healthy way to lose weight. So I'm going to try not to get too distracted and we'll see how much time I spend on my soapbox here. I'll give some examples in a minute about how weight loss supports overall health, but for now, let's talk about how exercise does contribute to weight loss. Because it does contribute to it, it's just not really all that helpful. Essentially, and very, very simply speaking, losing weight comes down to calories in versus calories out. And I hate saying that. I hate hearing it. It's really annoying at this point. Maybe it's new to you if you're not really immersed in this world of health, wellness, and fitness, but you do hear this a lot, and it can be a little bit of a contentious conversation. Essentially, though, if you consume more than you expend, meaning if you eat more calories than you burn during the day, you're going to gain weight. If you consume less than you expend, or if you eat fewer calories than you burn during the day, you'll lose weight. Exercise helps you expend more energy or burn more calories. Very simply put, that's how it works. The trap that people fall into when it comes to weight loss, though, is that most people vastly overestimate the number of calories burned during exercise. Unfortunately, you can't completely trust what your Fitbit, Apple Watch, or the cardio machine at the gym tells you you've burned during your workout. The other trap that people fall into with that is that they think that because they've worked out and burned those extra calories, they can consume more. So what happens? People overestimate how many calories they've burned during exercise, and they underestimate how many calories they've eaten in response to that. This is a big part of what contributes to people who insist that they're doing all the right things and they're still not losing weight. And honestly, this is why so many coaches and trainers promote tracking. Many of us are really bad about estimating these things. So when you track the kind of activity that you're getting as well as everything that you're consuming, think like, you know, entering everything into MyFitnessPal, it's a really good way to just kind of build some awareness. And one of the things that I will say is that if you are using MyFitnessPal or any other kind of tracker that adjusts based on your physical activity, if you can turn that off, do that, because inevitably, I would say more often than not, it's going to quote unquote give you more calories for your exercise than you should really be consuming if you want to lose weight. That might be a little complicated for today's conversation, but I wanted to at least mention that. Beyond that, you may have heard the saying that you can't outwork a bad diet. There are some really interesting videos on YouTube of fitness influencers who have tried this, but let me save you some time. It's a hell of a lot easier to consume 10,000 calories than it is to burn 10,000 calories through exercise. Now, to be fair, next to no one needs to be or should be consuming 10,000 calories a day. That's a shit ton of food. But highly palatable, aka delicious, processed foods are high in calories, and it's easy to consume hundreds, if not thousands, of extra calories without even really thinking about it. This is why I should never buy Oreos. Just saying. We're gonna leave it at that. But I'm off track. The point is, if weight loss is your goal, I absolutely still encourage you to incorporate exercise into your weight loss plan. However, I think it's worth prioritizing other avenues as your primary weight loss method if weight loss is ultimately your goal, which there's nothing wrong with weight loss as a goal, but one of the things that I will say is that I personally see more benefit in other goals rather than, you know, focusing on weight loss. Even if it's just, I want my clothes to fit better, I want to sleep better, I want more energy. You know, think about the actual benefits to your day-to-day life when you're considering your goals, because I think we have a tendency to default to weight loss because it's an easy one, but ultimately, the number on the scale doesn't really tell you how you feel, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. This whole conversation about exercise and how it contributes to weight loss is a podcast episode or five all by itself, but really, I just wanted to address that first and get it out of the way because for so many people, weight loss is a big goal. Like I said, it's a common one. It's the go-to. In reality, I want to talk about a bunch of other benefits that exercise and fitness offers. Because at the end of the day, again, your weight is just a number on the scale, and that number doesn't define your value, your worth, or even really your health. So if weight loss isn't a primary benefit of exercise and physical activity, what are the benefits? Why am I such an advocate for exercise, activity, movement, and all the things? And what kinds of exercise should you incorporate into your lifestyle? My number one favorite reason to exercise, like I said, is to support my mental health. At some point, I'll do an episode just on exercise for mental health, but in this episode, I really do just want to talk about it from a very broad perspective. So instead, I've linked to a research study in the show notes that goes into details about how exercise supports mental health. Ultimately, there are a lot of benefits to exercise, and you know, there are people who have, you know, made this their life's work. It's such a broad topic. And the benefits you can get really vary by the type of exercise. To give you a highly simplified general overview, here are some things to think about based on what you probably hear the most often. Cardio. Great for your cardiovascular health, supporting how your heart pumps blood through your body to support the function of your organs, as well as supporting your lung function and capacity. Again, very generalized here. Strength training. Great for building muscle to support your daily movement, and especially great for women in maintaining strong bones to help prevent osteoporosis as you age. Throughout this episode, because I'll talk about strength training specifically to build strength, you will also hear me talk about strength training as weight training or resistance training. And then finally, flexibility and mobility training. Think about things like yoga, Pilates, martial arts, and animal style movements and exercise. These are important for a lot of different things, but a big one to think about and a question to ask yourself, how's your body pain? Are you maybe a little prone to accidents or injury? If so, it might be that you need a little more flexibility and mobility training in your life to help you move pain-free throughout your day. I'll be honest, this is my Achilles heel, but I'll talk more about that in a minute. Something else to note about exercise is that recommendations for general health are that you should be engaging in 150 minutes of moderate physical activity each week. That breaks down to about 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Moderate exercise basically means you're just getting your heart rate up, and maybe for parts of it, it's a little bit difficult to talk. If you want to geek out about this a little bit more, you could really go down a rabbit hole about heart rate zones for fat burning, cardio, and all kinds of things. That's too much for what I want to talk about today, and honestly, it's more detail than the average person needs. Your focus should be on getting your heart rate up above resting level for at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. More is great. Higher intensity is great. There are different benefits to different styles of training. If you're starting from zero, ease up slowly. A lot of my podcast episodes have been about how to ease into new habits, and all of those things are things that you can apply to how you incorporate exercise into your life. But one thing I want to address here is my pet peeve around how this is a general recommendation for the average person, and it tells you what you should be achieving, but not necessarily how to do it. So let's take a step back and think about this. Now that I've said, hey, exercise isn't great for weight loss necessarily, but here are some things exercise is great for. Now we need to talk about perceptions of exercise and the enjoyment factor, and ultimately how you incorporate it into your life in a way that doesn't totally suck and that you don't hate. Said another way, let's talk about how you can incorporate it into your life, reap the benefits, and genuinely enjoy the process. As I've been talking about exercise and physical activity so far in this conversation, what thoughts have come to mind for you? Have you been thinking about running and how much you love it or hate it? Lifting heavy weights? Are you having any good old Taibo flashbacks? No joke, Taibo was used on a rare occasion here and there in my middle school PE class, which royally cracks me up to think about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. Please, thank you. Depending on your experiences with exercise, you might be all about this conversation or potentially skipped it entirely. I guess we'll never know. Before I go any further, one thing I want to say is that if there is an exercise, type of exercise, or activity that you hate with the fire of a thousand suns, don't fucking do it. Don't try to force yourself to do some sort of exercise or activity that you hate because it's quote-unquote good for you. Exercise is good for you, without a doubt. But guess what? There's a shit ton of different ways you can get exercise into your daily life, lifestyle, habits, routines, whatever, without doing things you hate. Please don't try to force yourself to do things you hate. It's just not worth it. I'll use myself as an example. Let's talk cardio. Honestly, there's not a lot of cardio I can tolerate. I hate feeling like I can't breathe or that breathing is really difficult or, you know, feeling dizzy or lightheaded or any of those things, which realistically that part isn't healthy anyway. But anyway, just that feeling that it's hard to breathe or that I'm having to work really hard at it, it causes me some anxiety, so typically I don't engage in a lot of high-intensity cardio activities. I'll run 5Ks, but I don't like running enough to actually train. I really just enjoy the social experiences of live races. I don't get a lot of joy out of running, typically, but I love walking. If you've followed me on Instagram for any length of time, you know I love walking. It's low intensity, and that's totally fine. It's easier on my joints, it gets my heart rate up just a little bit, and I can socialize with friends or listen to music or a podcast or whatever I'm feeling that day, and it's free. I love that. Walking and running are the easy ones to kind of go to when you think about cardio, but let's think about this more. There's also biking, swimming, boxing or kickboxing, My God, you would be amazed at the cardio workout boxing and kickboxing can be. One of my favorites. Plyometrics, think jumping, all the jumping. Again, not so much my thing, but that's a really good example. Most sports also fall into this category, and so many other things. One of my all-time favorites, dancing. In fact, I would say that I love dancing more than walking. It just takes a little more effort than putting on my shoes and coat and walking out the door. I love dancing though because it can be choreographed or freeform. You can pick music you like and that fires you up. You can move your body in ways that are fun and help you feel confident. There are just so many benefits to it, and there's a lot of free dance workouts on YouTube, I'm just saying. Did you notice that at no point did I specify things like a treadmill, elliptical, stair stepper, stationary bike, or anything like that? Yes, you can absolutely do those things if that's what you want to do. They do work. I personally also find them incredibly boring with a capital B, but the thing about exercise is that it's incredibly individual, to each their own, and that's the thing. There are so many options that you can choose the things that you actually enjoy. I go into all of this because if you heard me say cardio and immediately shut me down because your brain went directly to something you hate to do, first of all, I get it. That's what my brain does. But second of all, I want to help you interrupt that thought pattern and instead replace it with curiosity so that you can find forms of cardio that you enjoy. One of my other favorite ways to do this is through strength training or resistance training. Yep, you heard me right. I like to get my cardio in through resistance training. Let's talk about strength training, resistance training, weightlifting, and all the things. Like cardio, there's a lot of different ways to do strength training, and it's really easy to get caught up in the details. Strength training workouts can be configured in ways to meet a variety of goals, whether it's muscle endurance, hypertrophy, which is, you know, actually building the size of your muscles, and actual strength training to be stronger. Because bigger muscles don't always mean stronger muscles. They can, but there's some nuance to it. So what does that have to do with cardio? One of my favorite ways to program strength training is circuit training. An example of this would be to choose 5 or 6 exercises and complete them back to back for a set amount of time, like 30 to 60 seconds, with very little rest in between. Once you complete the exercises, you take a short break, maybe a minute or two, and then you do the circuit again. You can do the circuit however many times you want, but 3 or 4 times I'd say is fairly standard. When you're strength training like this, you won't be able to lift as heavy as you might need for things like hypertrophy or building actual strength because you won't have adequate time to rest and let your muscles recover. So the idea is that you lift lighter weights that allow you to keep moving more quickly through the exercises with little to no rest. This is a great way to practice resistance training to support your muscles, bones, and joints while also really kicking into that cardio territory. 2 birds, 1 stone. And these are typically really time-efficient ways to exercise as well. So if you're pressed for time, that's a great way to get in both your resistance training and your cardio. I could go into a lot more detail here about reps, sets, and how much weight and all the things to achieve the different types of fitness goals. I love to nerd out about this stuff. I really, really do. But again, this is a little more specific than I wanted to get into today. The last thing I do want to mention about strength or resistance training, though, is that you don't need anything super fancy for it. Bodyweight exercises are a great place to start, and as you get stronger, there are a lot of little tricks to make it more challenging so that you can continue to improve without needing to invest a lot of money in weights or a gym membership. Some easy go-tos are resistance bands or loops, or just in general, slowing down the exercise movement. Think of a squat. A squat where you're moving in the downward squatting motion over a span of 3 to 4 seconds, rather than at a normal pace, is going to challenge you a lot more. Just something to think about, and if 3 to 4 seconds doesn't sound like a lot, try doing a bunch of squats where you go into the lowering position for 3 to 4 seconds at a time. You have to go really slow to do that, and that shit burns. So if you don't believe me, try it. It's a great way to make bodyweight exercises more challenging. Like with cardio, it's important to find something you enjoy. A lot of people find weightlifting boring. I can kind of get that. It does get tedious. Find ways to make it fun. Maybe you challenge your partner or a friend for a buddy workout to keep each other motivated and challenged, or you join a group class. Maybe you do it circuit style so you're moving constantly, or maybe you incorporate dance intervals or HIIT intervals, which are high intensity interval training, between exercises to keep it interesting and to get your heart rate up. There are a ton of different options, so find the one that works for you. Finally, let's talk flexibility and mobility. Guys, these are huge for comfortable daily movement and injury prevention. As I mentioned before, this is really not my forte. I'm actually really bad about it, and I'm working on it. I'm trying really hard to be more intentional about it because I have some serious lower back pain. I'm too young for that nonsense. But like I mentioned, there are things you can do like yoga, Pilates, martial arts, and general stretching. A little bit goes a long way. Because this isn't really my area of expertise and I'm not awesome at practicing what I preach here, I want to give a shout out to my friend Kim. She and her brother John run Functional Fitness Solutions, and their focus is yoga and stretching and personal training for a pain-free life. I'll link to all of Kim's information in the show notes, and I encourage you to check out her stuff on Instagram and on her website. You'll also find a free 3-day challenge pinned on her Instagram page. The last thing I want to touch on super quick is misconceptions about exercise and what you really need. I've kind of talked about this throughout, but there are some things I want to call out specifically here just as a reminder before I wrap things up. One, you don't need to sweat or wake up with sore muscles for it to quote unquote count. The saying, no pain, no gain is bullshit. Let that nonsense go. Two, you can get a good workout without feeling like you're about to throw up or pass out. If you're motivated by that, cool, I guess. If you're not, me neither, and it's not necessary, thank God. Three, it doesn't have to be formal exercise. It can be play, it can be sports, yard work, it can be chores. It can be all kinds of things. If you're living a really sedentary lifestyle, focus on intentional movement first if that's helpful. Four, it doesn't need to take an hour. It doesn't need to take a ton of time at all, in fact. Use the time you have. If all you have is 10 minutes at a time, that's better than 0 minutes every time. Yes, you're going for that 30 minutes 5 days a week on average, but do what you can. Five, it's okay to look like a total goofball. If you laugh through the workout or physical activity, that's just bonus endorphins, aka happy hormones, and we love that. Six, and finally, and I can't stress this enough, you don't have to do something you hate. Find something you like, something you look forward to, or something that allows you to engage in something you like while you do it. Hell, maybe walking on a treadmill while watching your favorite show sounds like the way to go for you. If that's the case, that's awesome. You do you. There's so much more I could say about all of this, but I'm going to wrap it up there with the promise that more fitness and exercise related topics are coming your way. I figure you guys have heard a lot about mindset and working healthy habits into your life and all of that, but you know what? When it comes to the four pillars of wellness that I subscribe to, sleep, stress management, nutrition, and movement, movement is my favorite. It's the one that got me going, and it's the one that keeps me going when times are tough. It's the one that brings me the most joy and makes me feel the most badass in my body, mind, and soul. So for as high level and maybe a little scattered as this may have been today, I hope you at least got something helpful out of it. I'd love to hear what was the most powerful, insightful, or interesting takeaway for you over on Facebook. I'll link to the Facebook group in the show notes. Please don't wait for a prompt from me to post that, by the way. You can feel free to just go ahead and start those conversations on your own. I'm trying to get there to initiate those conversations to really kind of help with that engagement. But I'll be honest, my life is still a little bit of a wreck at the moment, and I'm working with what I've got. That said, shit's still happening. It's just more slowly than I'd like, and I promise there's more to come. All right. Thanks so much for joining me for another fun chat today. I really, really appreciate you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Do something that brings you joy and makes you smile, and I will catch up with you next time. Later. Many thanks for joining me for another episode of the Badass is the New Skinny podcast. I hope today's chat gave you some things to noodle on and that you're walking away feeling inspired and empowered to live a badass life. If you enjoyed today's conversation, please snag a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram, tag a friend or two, and tag me at sa.brina.brina. That's sa.brina.brina. And include the hashtag #badassistheNewSkinny. If you could also drop me a 5-star rating and review wherever you listen to your podcasts, it would mean the world to me. For more of the good stuff, head on over to my website at sabrinabrina.com. Catch you next time. Later.